News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
MAGA Mike Johnson, the new House Speaker. He is a devout man of God. He is a brilliant constitutional scholar. Some of my favorite moments in Congress have been watching Mike Johnson wipe the floor with Jamie Raskin on the Democrat side on the finer points of constitutional law and process. And I know now that the speakership will exist to empower the members of Congress, not the members of the lobbying corps on K Street. That is the principal change.
No, I'm very excited about this. Of course, our Congressman Matt Gaetz is the person who orchestrated the takedown of Kevin McCarthy after he broke several promises that were agreed to back in January. And, you know, it only takes one person to request a speaker get removed. And there were enough people that thought, yeah, time for him to go. And they did. And then it was chaos for 3 weeks. And varying degrees of blame Matt Gaetz, and Matt Gaetz broke the Republican Party, and Matt Gaetz is an anarchist, and Matt, and he's extremist, and he's terrible, and he's stupid. What y'all say now? You know, seriously. I did not watch, because I knew the answer, okay? I didn't watch the, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert last night, because I know what it's going to be. No, this guy's terrible. You know, Matt's still stupid. We hated Kevin McCarthy, made fun of him, and now we're going to hate this guy and make fun of him. Because why? Well, because there's no reasonability in this argument. And the perspective is just to hate all the time, 100%. You know, one of the things that you may notice about me over time is I am critical of Biden a lot, and I will praise Biden when he does something right and when he says something right. And by the way, I think yesterday he said something extraordinarily right. Talked about it already in the issue of you know, whether you can trust the assessments of casualties coming out of the Gaza Strip from Hamas. And the answer is no, you can't. But the whole world does, and it's ridiculous. Anyway, so when Biden does something right, I will say he's right. I have no problem. In fact, I used to like it. I used to actually like it when I can say that the president does something right, because that means, you know, hey, you know, they're not completely wrong. But when they do something wrong, we'll say that too. And the point there is, when all people can do is criticize you, okay, you know, we have local politicians that I do not agree with very much and that I don't even trust very much for reasons. When they do something right, I praise them. Because, you know, don't focus on your love or hatred of a person. Focus on the thing they do, the thing they say. And then every time they do or say something, you can evaluate that on its own merits instead of being a bigot or an advocate. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the problem. So the people who were against Matt, I don't think, you know, it's fine if what they'll say now is, oh, okay. You know, right? That's fine. That's honest if they say they're wrong. Now, I didn't talk an awful lot about this, but my position was, I hope it works. It doesn't look good yet, but I hope it works. And I know what he's trying to accomplish, and I know he's not just an agent of chaos. I know he's really trying to get something done, and I think he's got something done. I think we've got a speaker now who, I mean, I'm really optimistic about this.
I am not a pessimist regarding the speakership of Mike Johnson. I am an optimist. We do have to support him. We've got to back his vision. We've got to unify as Republicans, but we have to have unity with purpose. You see, with Kevin McCarthy, there was only unity for unity's sake and power for power's sake. But we have to use the unity to achieve power that will then result in policy changes that will help our fellow Americans.
That's exactly right.
Mike Johnson has said that the French work week we've been living on in Congress is over. He's a Louisiana man, and we're going to bayou hours. So people are actually going to have to work on Mondays and Fridays. We may have to stay over some weekends to catch up from, I think, the languishing that has infected the House of Representatives up until this point.
I mean, just, you know, I'm always an advocate for Matt. I mean, not always an advocate for Matt, but, you know, I generally think that Matt is, you know, very smart and sharp, understands what's going on, and is doing his best to work towards the cause that he believes in, most of which I also believe in. And his praise of, you know, a guy that I had never even heard of before 2 weeks ago, before a week ago, I could not have told you who this guy was at all. And I don't want to pretend otherwise. But everything that I have heard in the last 24, most of what I've heard in the last 24 hours is extraordinarily encouraging.
No, he's going to be inspiring to the donors who want to support Republican campaigns without being forever indebted to some of the worst globalist interests that have presided over managed American decline. Mike Johnson follows God Almighty and the Constitution in that order. He doesn't follow the whims and wishes of the lobbyists and special interests, and that is refreshing. And that's not uniquely a criticism of Kevin McCarthy. I felt the same way about Nancy Pelosi and even the same way about Paul Ryan before her. This is the chance to break the cycle, to break the fever, to put an honest, just man in charge of the institution.
Amen. I like that. And by the way, there's this longstanding acronym RINO, Republican in name only, being applied to people who are compromisers of conservatism, people who aren't really conservatives. I would say a lot of times they were actual Republicans, because there's this longstanding, you know, disagreement within the Republican Party. The institutionalists are certainly a part of the Republican Party, even though they're not the mainstream of the Republican Party. When he was talking to Eric Bolling yesterday, Matt Gaetz was, Eric was making the contrast that we've gotten rid of a RINO and now we got a MAGA. And I think that's also true, but don't be confused into thinking that MAGA is conservatism. I mean, Trump's brand of politics is by no means conservative either. There's still conservatism out there aside. Many conservatives overlap with MAGA, but he's not an ideologue either. And a lot of his positions, especially recently, are not conservative. You might say, instead of Republican in name only, you know, conservative in name only. I think a lot of times we're seeing this with the pro-life issue. But back to Matt Gaetz and back to, Mike Johnson yesterday, I particularly appreciated this comment from Matt.
You've heard him really accept this paradigm of devolving power outside of the speakership. Every other speaker's planned on being speaker, you know, their whole life. They dream of the accumulation and utilization of that power. Mike Johnson didn't think he was going to be the speaker 3-4 days ago, and now he's got the ability to have a fresh start. So they're hand-wringing and crying and bedwetting over at the lobbyist offices, but we're all excited about what we can do here for the American people.
It's the bedwetting one is the funniest one to me. Like, it's not appropriate because nobody, but it's still, it's funny. So we'll see. I'm very optimistic. We'll hear from Mike Johnson here in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Going to buy you hours.
That's
like
right.
That.
I know.
I like that. Not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents this morning. I-10, I-110, 98 in Gulf Breeze and Navarre, Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, all checking in clear. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. Executive Landscaping, 250-3756. If you have traffic info to report, you can text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Got a text in here at 437-1620 from Shannon. Says, thank you, Andrew. We're 3 weeks of chaos for sure, but Matt knows what he's doing. It's good to shake it up and to see who's with you and who's not. Somebody here says, I'm a Matt voter. He was just wrong and self-serving with this, but I suppose he got plenty of interviews and fundraising out of it. Well, but where are we now? We're better off now. At least it looks like we're better off now. And it wasn't just for nothing, right? Somebody else said, if Matt's excited, then I'm excited. I understand that. 437-1620. So what did he say yesterday in his speech? A lot. I mean, honestly, a lot. And if you're wondering kind of, you know, who is he? This is a good kind of who is he quote from Mike Johnson.
I want to tell all my colleagues here what I told the Republicans in that room last night. I don't believe there are any coincidences in a matter like this. I believe that Scripture, the Bible, is very clear that God is the one that raises up those in authority. He raised up each of you, all of us. And I believe that God is...
Just pause for a second. That's such an important principle. It's not just the people you like who are put in power by God. Right? I mean, if you're a Christian, and you may not be, that's okay. But the idea, you know, is that God puts people in power, sort of all of them, you know, and so pray for them, right? And even the ones you disagree with are put there for a purpose. It might not be a purpose that's really great, but it's, you know, and the fact that he would acknowledge that and say that, You Democrats, I disagree with you deeply. I think you're totally misguided. But you also put here by God. I have to respect that and honor that. I mean, that's an important principle to realize.
And I believe that God has ordained and allowed each one of us to be brought here for this specific moment in this time. This is my belief. I believe that each one of us has a huge responsibility today to use the gifts that God has given us to serve the extraordinary people of this great country, and they deserve it, and to ensure that our republic remains standing as the great beacon of light and hope and freedom in a world that desperately needs it.
The world needs America. Man, isn't it refreshing to hear some? I'm almost like, do you have to stop at just being speaker? Because they're not a little higher office you could go for?
G.K. Chesterton was the famous British philosopher and statesman, and he said one time, America is the only nation in the world that is founded upon a creed. And he said it's listed with almost theological lucidity in the Declaration of Independence. What is our creed? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, not born equal, created equal. And they are endowed by the same inalienable rights, with the same inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. That is the creed that has animated our nation since its founding, that has made us the great nation that we are. And we're in a time of extraordinary crisis right now. And the world needs us to be strong. They need us to remember our creed and our admonition.
They need a house that's transparent. They need a house that practices good stewardship, honesty, and integrity, not perfection. And they need to know that we're back here in business to do the people's business.
Last thing I'm going to say is a message to the rest of the world. They have been watching this drama play out for a few weeks. We've learned a lot of lessons, but you know what? Through adversity, it makes you stronger. And yeah. And we want our allies around the world to know that this body of lawmakers is reporting again to our duty stations. Let the enemies of freedom around the world hear us loud and clear. The People's House is back in business.
Oh, man. It makes me excited. So I'm hoping. You know, I'm hoping. 437-1620, what's your reaction to all this? Does it vindicate Matt? Does it, Matt Gaetz? Are you optimistic? Are you worried? Where do you react to the news that we have yesterday that we finally have a Speaker of the House? 437-1620, text me and I'll tell people what you say. We have a couple of months now they've been on the show, a new advertiser, ProHealth Florida. They're a locally owned, female-owned company for more than 35 years making healthcare affordable and accessible in the Pensacola and Santa Rosa and Okaloosa area. Best of the Bay, best of the coast, best of Pensacola over and over again. 7 locations in Gulf Breeze, next to the Whataburger across from Andrews. Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit, and Pensacola on College by the Sam's Club. And they have primary care or urgent care, walk-in 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, and 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location by Sam's Club. They'll do lab work for you. They'll do drug screens, employment physicals, on-site testing. If you want to bring them to your business and do stuff for your employees, they can do that. Immunizations, whatever. And they've got a comprehensive medical weight loss program that they can take you through if that's interesting to you. And they have a ProHealth medical membership plan, which typically you think of as an alternative to insurance, and it can be that. At $45 a month, that's a pretty good alternative. Unlimited primary care, zero copay, teledoc, any hour, any day, annual physical, annual flu shot, and a bunch of other benefits for $45 a month. That's pretty good. But some people, about a third of the people who use it in addition to the regular insurance. So don't just think, if I've got insurance, that's not for me. Maybe it is. I don't know. You know, ask your questions and get your answers. ProHealthFL.com or stop by any of their locations.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Some really good texts in here at 437-1620. I'll share those with you in just a second about the selection of Mike Johnson's new Speaker of the House. Meanwhile, Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Still not seeing any major slowdowns this morning. 98 in Gulf Breeze and Navarre checking in clear. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace is looking good. Also, I-10 and I-110 flowing smoothly right now. If you have any traffic info to report, please text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much for the update. Jake, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a mass shooter that killed anywhere from 16 to 22 people in Maine yesterday, still on the loose. Hundreds of police officers searching for 40-year-old Robert Card, who is considered armed and dangerous. He's considered a person of interest officially for two shootings in Lewiston last night. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash an airplane while apparently having a bad reaction to psychedelic mushrooms will be in court again today. Joseph Emerson facing 83 charges of attempted murder and interfering with a flight crew. And the Las Vegas Sphere getting a lot of praise from Time magazine lately. Time magazine called it the best invention of 2023. It apparently made the cover of the 200 Extraordinary Inventions Changing Our Lives
what,
issue.
What is it?
Well, you know, I had the same reaction, believe it. I didn't know what it was either, and
sounds
I had to
like
look
a roller
it up.
Coaster it's or so a cool. soccer team?
It's,
or
it is an entertainment venue, yes.
Yeah, and it's a stage.
It is all lights and speakers everywhere throughout. The whole building changes color and is like a big light show inside
and out.
Is this
the thing I see, the dome?
You can see it
like on the golf courses and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't really know what that was, so thank you for helping me understand. Go ahead.
It's huge.
But yeah, you'll have to look it up if you hadn't heard about it or whatever, which I hadn't until I saw this story and looked it up, but it is It looks pretty amazing, actually. So
All right, I'll have to check it out. I'll take it on your word. David, thanks so much for the update. Some text in about the selection of Mike Johnson as speaker, 437-1620. Don't fall in love with the people. Fall in love with the outcomes. Ask, is this the change best for the conservative movement? We'll see. A very good point. Agreed. Yeah. And sometimes the best people to hire, like you get along with them great. They chat you up. They're wonderful. And then you hire them. And they're like, wow, they are terrible at managing. And so that's fair. You know, time will tell, right? Somebody here says this kind of chaos is ammunition for the left to claim that we're disorganized and incompetent as a party. Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see. It isn't vindication for Matt Gaetz. The whole mess was his to begin with. I can't help think he's grooming himself for future notoriety. And a lot of people have said that. I'm not sure that's true, but we'll see. You know, some people are absolutely convinced he's running for governor. I'll take him at his word that that's not what he's trying to do, but, you know, we'll know in 2 years. And somebody says, and great, I think we got a guy who hasn't ever been on a committee or knows how any of that works. No, there is a certain bureaucratic skill level, but he's trying to decentralize a lot of that. So, you know, we'll see. 437-1620. Somebody says, I don't care for Matt. I think he's a showboater. And I believe he loves the limelight and his views towards women are appalling. Oh, I don't know about that, but, you know, okay. I mean, you know, that's fair. It's a text somebody put in. So, I don't know him past, you know, the last couple of days. Maybe he's going to turn out to be, you know, empty somehow or other. But at least for now, he's saying the things that I want to hear somebody say. So that's the one step
forward. This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. There's a manhunt in Maine for a mass shooter. There are reports of at least 22 people killed and dozens injured, some critically, in shootings at a bowling alley, then a restaurant in the city of Lewiston, Maine. Police are looking for 40-year-old Robert Card. He was committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this past summer.
There's some information from an internal law enforcement bulletin that came out that he is trained in firearms as well as has an Army background. The community remains locked down. Schools, not just here in Lewiston, but some of the surrounding communities as well, including Auburn and Lisbon.
Fox's Molly Line at Central Maine Medical Center, Maine Department of Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschuk.
We have literally hundreds of police officers working around the state of Maine to investigate this case.
The FBI is involved as well. President Biden, the White House says, has been updated on the situation. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 67 degrees, partly cloudy in Pensacola today. One person has died after a pedestrian crash on North Palafox and John Gray Road last night. Channel 3 reports that that happened about 8 o'clock last night, and so far we don't have any other information on that crash that's been released. Florida is ordering state universities to disband local chapters of a national pro-Palestinian organization. State University System Chancellor Ray Rodriguez wrote a letter to school leaders saying that Florida chapters of National Students for Justice in Palestine must be deactivated. Rodriguez says the organization violates the law by providing support to a terrorist group. While not naming them specifically, Rodriguez says at least two universities do have local chapters of that group. The city of Gulf Breeze is seeking continued state funding to get the planned Highway 98 overpass project done.
With this overpass, which would go from Shoreline into the Seashell Shopping Center, every person who walked and had another type of vehicle would be able to cross safely.
And that is Mayor Cherry Fitch, and she spoke at Tuesday's legislative meeting held by Senator Doug Broxson and Representatives Alex Andrade and Joel Rudman. During this year's legislative session, Gulf Breeze was able to receive $2.3 million for the project. The total cost is estimated at about $4.7 million. FDOT would handle the design and construction of the overpass because 98 is a state highway. Tax rebates headed out to Alabama residents here in a couple of weeks. A plan passed by Alabama lawmakers this year calls for $300 rebates for married couples, while a single tax filer would get $150. The nearly $400 million will come from the state's Education Trust Fund. Officials over at Warrington Preparatory Academy say seventh grade students there are still on those modified schedules that have been the subject for the last week or so. The results, they say, though, have been very encouraging.
It's been very successful. Last week, I had no discipline issues in the seventh grade hallway. And this week, no discipline.
And that is Principal Dr. Erica Foster, who talked with Channel 3 and called it heartbreaking to hear a parent describe the schedule as similar to being in prison. She said the modified schedule is very similar to their elementary model. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing out there right now?
Happy to report no accidents or slowdowns causing any problems this morning. I-10 and I-110 is flowing. 98 in Gulf Breeze and Navarre not showing any morning congestion yet. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. If you have any traffic info to report, please text me at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, high near 79. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. Sunshine continues for your Friday with a high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 64. We're going to have our nice weather pattern through the weekend with sunny skies Saturday and Sunday with temperatures in the low 80s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 67 degrees in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Mattel's bet on Barbie is paying off with a summer big screen hit lifting the toy maker out of its quarterly sales slump. Mattel's runaway box office hit boosted sales of dolls, accessories, and dream houses, fueling a 9% increase in third quarter sales that topped estimates. The El Segundo, California-based company says better toy sales lifted the company's adjusted profit in the quarter, and it anticipates the momentum from Barbie to continue into the crucial holiday season. Pharmaceutical companies are looking closely at how drugs are produced as they try to cut emissions. Making and supplying medicines generates about a third of the global healthcare industry's greenhouse gas emissions. The biggest challenge companies face are the type of emissions that result from the energy-intensive chemical processes to make medicine. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open after stocks tumbled yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 105. The NASDAQ skidded 318. And that's Your Money Now.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers, and with children going back to school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com.
Our generation didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose, rode in cars without seat belts, did things that are unthinkable today. But we're not invincible. These days we have doctor's appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. Fortunately, there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's T-E-L-A-D-O-C health.com.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone. Comfort. The 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for trying.
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own service members were Iranian-backed militia groups that were killing
them. Keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, somebody sent me a good video of the Sphere in Las Vegas. That is an amazing facility. I had seen it in a bunch of places. I didn't really understand what it was, so that's pretty cool stuff. I agree. Wes Moreno, he is our Escambia County Administrator, joins us every Thursday, meeting or not, because there's plenty going on in the county. We want to understand, you know, what things are happening. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Oh, going to have his phone on. Uh-oh.
We lost him. We'll get him back.
Wes,
we'll call him back.
Things happen. Now I got to text
him. Cell phone
dropped. We'll get Wes back on the line. I don't know what happened there. That was weird. Might have been my fault. You know, I sometimes do press the wrong button. So
here he is, coming back.
Anyway, 437-1620. You know, by the way, that's one thing I always say. You can actually text me questions if you want me to ask, you know, my guests. We don't do it a lot. I don't focus on it a lot. But it made me think of that because one of our regular interviews actually said, you know, maybe we should do like a Q&A sometime. I'm like, oh, that is a good idea. We'd done that before with Congressman Gates, and we'll see if we can do it again. Is he all ready? Oh, hold on. We got it ready? Why don't you...
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Wes is there. There we go. Hey, buddy, sorry about that. I think I pressed
the
wrong button.
My phone decided to restart.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'll blame you. All right, so, you know, fair enough. One thing I had wanted to ask you about is you guys are starting to do an education campaign for 911 calls because, and we've heard this from Eric Gilmore repeatedly and Chief Torcell as well, that one of the challenges, we have a lot of challenges in EMS. We have had a lot of challenges for a long time, but we're working on it. One of the challenges is the low priority, like the, you know, the alphas and the beta A and B acuity calls. But once you dispatch somebody and if they want to be treated, I mean, you have to do something. So trying to educate people not to abuse the 911 system. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're putting together some information. We got a pamphlet that we're working on, you know, when to call 911 or when to call for an ambulance, you know, having chest pains, shortness of breath. You know, call 911 for an ambulance if you're having, if you got a sprained ankle or, you know, maybe you got a minor burn on your hand or something, go to urgent care. If you have chronic issues, like I got back pain or I need blood help managing my blood pressure, maybe go to your primary care doctor. And it'll kind of go down from there. You know, don't call us if you just want to ride to the hospital or like in the past, sometimes we've had issues. They were taking the Sacred Heart, and they get out, and they disappear, and they go to the mall and hang out. You know, we've had them call because one guy called because he was sweating too much. We've had all kinds of minor calls. So we're going to start a campaign. It'll kick off here in the next couple of weeks. And I think hopefully we'll get our message out and help us reduce some of those, I don't want to say nuisance calls that don't really require an ambulance.
I'll say nuisance if you won't, because, you know, maybe I don't have to watch my words quite as carefully. So, no, I think that's right. But the one question I do have about this, and it's amazing some of the stories that you hear, you know, I can't reach the remote and they call 911, like it's insane. But my one question is, in the overall scheme of the having too many calls, therefore stressing a system where we have historically not had enough employees, although we're pretty close to full now, where we haven't had enough trucks, although we're pretty close to full now, where we're dealing with the hospitals that are telling us to, you know, that they don't have enough people to take the patients off our hands so they can be freed up to go to other calls, although that's getting better. All of these things. In that whole scheme, How much, if you can quantify for me, is the low acuity frivolous calls really responsible for? Is that just, okay, there's 3 or 4% of these calls are that, or we're talking like 10 or 20%? What kind of, I know we hear these stories, but how significant is that as a part of the problem?
I don't know the exact percentage. I think it is a significant issue. Just from what I see, from what I hear, it depends on the day. You know, some weeks are not that bad, and some weeks it's every little thing. Like I said, the guy said he called because he's sweating too much. We had calls, like you said, they dropped the remote. We had calls, the guy said something was wrong with his foot, when really what was wrong with his foot is the solder came off the bottom of his shoe. And he called 911. And so we get just a host of those kinds of calls. The exact percentage, I'm not sure, but we are hoping that this campaign will help. And additionally, you know, we are fully staffed in EMTs. We've been fully staffed in EMTs for a while now. And we're offering about 5 to 6 more positions in paramedics. Mm-hmm. And when they come on board, we'll be totally filled in paramedics. 2 years ago, we had 27 vacancies in paramedics and a whole host of vacancies in EMTs. And so, you know, we will be full here shortly. And I'll say this, and it's because I know it's a work in progress. Just because you're fully staffed doesn't mean you're where you need to be. It just means you've reached a milestone. So we're going to continue to work on staffing. We may add, you know, we added 18 positions in this budget, and we'll start working on the next budget here in a couple of months. Well, I saw a picture of some new ambulances that rolled off the line yesterday. We should have those in a couple of weeks, 8 more. And so things are, they're slowly coming. You know, this stuff doesn't just happen overnight. And we know we're not where we need to be, but we are continuing to work that way.
And you know, as you have said many times, like the full employment thing, you know, just because you've got all of the people that you've budgeted positions for in, you know, roads or in, you know, public works or maintaining ditches, it doesn't mean that you have enough, because if you're at the same level you were 15 years ago, it's not enough. You know, so adding positions,
right, exactly.
And then filling them, adding trucks, you know, and filling all of that stuff. Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
All right, 98 eastbound, just before Tiger Point. Looks like there's a fender bender near the Sonic, but I'm not seeing any roadblocks, so no slowdown yet there. Otherwise, Longleaf Drive, Mobile Highway, Pine Forest, Blue Angel, all checking in clear. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover, introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account that gives you cash back. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. Things that are, you know, sort of, Studio 850 did an article about this, and they kind of put two things together, and I just wanted to ask you whether there is a connection between them. The one is that there was an audit done on the whole process of getting the broadband done, and they had a lot of things that they said were really not done appropriately, including the putting back out for RFP after the first round of selection. But in sort of, again, in the Studio 850 article talking about this, is that the purchasing director, Jeffrey Lovingood, has resigned. So first question, was that connected to the broadband audit? And second question is, and what are you guys doing as a response of the audit and the criticisms of the process that came from that?
They are two totally separate issues. Had Jeffrey's departure had nothing to do, absolutely 1,000% nothing to do with the broadband, no matter what the conspiracies might say. But there's nothing there. As far as the broadband audit, you know, Andrew, we resolicit stuff all the time. We just resolicited the changing rooms on Pensacola Beach because we only got one bidder. We're going to modify the scope and resolicit the Pensacola Beach fishing pier because it came in way over budget. And, you know, this is not anything formal. We did exactly what we needed to do. You know, we went through the first process. We had a protest. And I was pretty sure that, and I don't know, but I was pretty sure that they were going to do their $5,000 bid bond and file a formal protest, which drags us out 6 months. Not going to do that. It holds up the work. So we canceled the solicitation. We modified the scope. We put it back out on the street. We had two proposers. The board listened to the proposals, made a selection. It was all done in public, and it was done the right way. Our legals reviewed it. Matter of fact, our auditors, we took to our auditors, and they have reviewed it as well. You know, there's a lot of ifs or maybes or possiblys in some of that that I read. And, you know, they'll say it. If fans of Buster Candy and Nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But I'm confident we did it the right way. And, you know, as far as Ironback the response, you probably won't see none of that.
Okay. Gotcha. One of the things that I have been I had been seeing this myself, but I had had people ask me the same question. Three Mile Bridge, with us not having a fishing pier because we're still working on that, getting it, you know, FEMA's going to take care of that. It's all done, but it's a timeline, right? The old fishing bridge, the second bridge, so to speak.
Yeah.
People are fishing off of Three Mile Bridge. They are not allowed to fish off of Three Mile Bridge, right?
That is correct. They are not supposed to be fishing off Three Mile Bridge. That's a combination of FDOT and FWC as far as enforcement.
Okay, so FDOT and FWC are the enforcement agencies there, because it's not safe for the pedestrians, not safe for the cars. It's certainly not safe for, you know, just there's a boaters. You know, there's all kinds of reasons why not. But I know people have been asking me that, and like, yeah, they're doing it, but they're not supposed to be doing it. Speaking of which, what is our timeline on the replacement fishing pier?
So we are almost at, I think we're at 60% design, and, you know, that's about a $17, $18 million replace as is project. And
paid by FEMA, by the way, right? Paid entirely by FEMA.
By FEMA, yeah. I hate to say it slows it down, but it does add another obstacle. So every time you get reach a milestone design, you have to send that to FEMA. They have to review it, ask questions, and then send it back. Okay, you're good. Go to the next level. And then you got all your permitting that goes along with it. So that part kind of takes a while. But I think we're close to being able to get that on the street.
Okay, so we're, what, a year? 2 years?
Yeah, I would say year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay, all right. Well, I mean, that's something to look forward to. Last thing I had for you, I mean, I have all kinds of things I could always ask you, but last thing I wanted to mention to you is, it has occurred to me, and I've had other people ask me the same thing, now that Rawson Lane off of Brent is open, the light is operational south to the New Baptist Hospital, the turn lane, when you're going east, is a turn-only lane, which was fine before because you couldn't go anywhere to the right. That was an extended turn lane to go onto I-110. Well, now what you have is you get in that right-hand lane, and you now go through what is essentially supposed to be a turn lane, but you go right through it. Everybody does this because that's the way to approach I-110, and that's how we've done it. But if you're driving in the, not the turn lane, but the right-hand lane, and you're trying to get over to 110, and you don't know whether somebody's going straight through the intersection, it seems to me like that's a recipe for confusion and maybe a wreck. There's also, people have raised concerns to me about southbound on the access road and then turning westbound onto Brent, that there's some issues there because there's only the one turn lane. Is that something the county is looking at? Is Chris Phillips studying this?
He is working with his partners at DOT to take a look at that and see if there's any other opportunities for improvement there. I think once the hospital came online, some of this stuff kind of became a little bit more to the front, a little bit more visible, if you will. And so he is absolutely working with SEOT to take a look at that area.
And that is state road, so I get that they would be the primary agency. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure we're working on that. And good to hear that we are. And then just the last quick thing is a good news note is with the completion of the new locker rooms and meeting facility and maybe somewhat of a community center up at Ashton-Brosnahan Park, the SEC soccer tournament comes on Sunday, right?
Comes on Sunday, yeah. It'll be a good week of soccer, women's soccer there in SEC. And it'll be a good tournament. The field is looking fantastic. Parks and Recreation, along with Public Works, and IT's even involved in that project. They've done a fantastic job. Michael Rose and Adam Reed and TJ Williams, Jamie Higdon, they've all just come together. And what a great job they've done. I think in a very short amount of time, by the way. So it'll be a great tournament, a great week of soccer. If you love soccer, going out there. Last year we set the record for attendance for the SEC for this tournament, and we're hoping to do that again this year.
Outstanding. Well, you know, it's a good news note. I love to see Pensacola get more of the sports tourism because that cascades other people, other agencies, and, other conferences hear about that, and they think, oh, maybe that's a good place to go. It is a good place to come. Wes Moreno, he is the county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, as always, thank you so much for the work that you do for the county and helping keeping us informed every week. I appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield!
Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Average for a gallon of gas, $3.53. Florida's $3.32. Georgia, $2.99. I can't believe I'm excited about that. $5.35 in California. How would you get excited about going back under $3? It's crazy. Anyway, so in Navarre, $2.94 East, $2.94 West, $2.95 West. At the Walmarts, $2.94 at the Fourth of Garcon Point Bridge, $3.19 at the Exxon in Gulf Breeze proper, $2.98 at the Sefco in Milton. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, $2.99 if you wait until the Raceway. No, the Cumberland Farms. Ah, they got me. they're like a halfway subscription, and I don't mention discount stores, right? Because you got to, be a member. We don't talk about, BJ's, for example, for gas prices because you got to pay to be a member. $2.94 on 9 Mile at the Walmart, $2.93 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, and then coming in from the southwest side. Oh, a couple of $2.99s. Navy, Murphy, and also the Shell on Cervantes at $2.99 this morning. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest outdoor price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Jake has our traffic on the fives.
All right, not looking too bad. 98 eastbound, though, just before Tiger Point. Looks like there's a fender bender near the Sonic, but no roadblocks, so no slowdown yet. And also 98 eastbound in Navarre, just before Panhandle Drive. Looks like there's another minor collision there, but it's not showing any major delays. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Somebody texts in at 437-1620, says, is there signage prohibiting fishing off of Three Mile Bridge? And the answer is, I don't know. I'd have to go look. I thought there was, but somebody else will have to tell me to confirm that there is one way or the other. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
In his first act as the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson brought a resolution supporting Israel to the floor. Johnson said that move was long overdue. The non-binding measure passed with overwhelming support. Georgia's lieutenant governor wants to allow teachers to be armed in an effort to defend their students. Burt Jones proposing a $10,000 yearly stipend there to attract educators to a program which would train teachers to have a gun in the classroom. And the manhunt for 40-year-old Robert Card continues in Maine today. Card, a person of interest in two mass shootings in Lewiston that have killed 22 people. That figure, according to Fox News, not officially confirmed by Maine authorities yet. Card, believed to be an Army reservist with mental health issues. The shootings happened at a bar and restaurant and a bowling alley last night.
All right. Thanks so much. I appreciate it, David. By the way, somebody texted me and said that there are no signs warning you that you cannot fish on the bridge. So that would seem to be something you'd have to know, but something that should be remedied. I mean, you can't typically fish from like roads, but I know like on Highway 90 on the causeway there, it's very clear, like no fishing from the bridge. It says it. I mean, it feels like 10 times, but, you know, so maybe we need a little bit of signage on Three Mile Bridge for that. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Future News.
Future news, when Jake and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, Mike Johnson, how long will he last as Speaker?
Forever.
I'm gonna vote with my heart. I'm gonna Charlie Brown, and I'm gonna say, yep, he's gonna be the speaker too, as long as he's in the House.
I'm okay? Holding the football.
So let's say a decade. Will the SEC break attendance records for the soccer tournament starting on Sunday?
Yes.
I'll say yes also. Yeah, I'm optimistic about that. And that's, again, more sports tourism is a good thing. You know, we've been trying to do soccer for forever, all the way back to the old soccer fields in 29 that are now turning into a trucking distribution center of all things, and going to connect US 29 and Palafox there. Will people stop fishing on the pier because we talked about it today one time?
No.
But they really should, because it's not
Radio
good.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.